Welcome to another Mr. E podcast, MPH Intermediate, Rim of the World Unified School District. Today we're going to talk about adding and subtracting positive and negative rational numbers. We have some definitions. First, we have natural numbers, counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have some whole numbers, which include the number 0. Natural numbers we learned about way back in kindergarten. And the whole numbers we probably learned about in first, second, third grade when we added the number 0. We have integers, which include the number 0 and the natural numbers, and we throw in the negatives of those naturals. So we have numbers such as negative 6, negative 5, negative 4, dot, 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 all the way up to positive numbers. And lastly, we have rational numbers, a number that can be expressed as a fraction or a ratio. Notice the word ratio is buried in the word rational. The numerator and the denominator of the fractions are both integers, and when we have a numerator and denominator, and if we divide the denominator into the numerator, we can have two kinds of fractions in rational numbers. They can be either terminating or repeating. Rational numbers can be expressed as a fraction or a ratio. We're going to be talking about adding and subtracting rational numbers, and terminating ones are an example of 1/4. If you divide 4 into 1, you get 0.25. And it ends. Repeating rational numbers are something like 2 over 3. When you divide the 3 into 2, you end up with 0.66, and you notice the 6 continues forever. That's called a repeating decimal. Some things to remember before we get started. These are kind of important, and we need to remember these. These are all exactly the same. Negative 5 over 2 is the same as 5 divided by negative 2. Is the same as negative 5 divided by 2, is the same as negative whatever's in parentheses, which in our case is 5 over 2. And just to remember how we're going to use these charts today, you will sometimes see 5, or a plus 5, or a plus 5 with the plus being kind of a superscript or a small 5. Remember that 5 and plus 5 and plus 5 are all exactly the same. Just different ways to show it to keep track of what we're going to be doing today. And two other things, that we can always express a number as something over 1. So for example, 6.5 is a rational number because we can express it as 6.5 over 1. And if we use variables in algebra like x, we always know that that also stands for 1x because the 1 can sometimes be invisible. We're going to talk about the double negative. I ain't got no money. Think about that for just a second. What the heck does that mean? Let's fix it. I ain't got no money. That's not the way we talk. Let's change the ain't to I do not. I do not have no money. Now in language arts, it's called a double negative, and you obviously don't write sentences with two negatives in them. I do not have no money. If you think about it for just a second, the do not and the no cancel each other out, and the sentence actually means, I have money. Think about it for just a minute. In math, the equation 5 minus a negative 5 is a double negative. 5 minus a negative 5, a double negative. We call it bling bling only when there are two negative signs in a row. So sometimes you'll hear us refer to bling bling when we can change two negatives that are in a row to two positives. We'll say bling bling, something Miss Phillips taught us way back. The other thing we need to remember is the additive inverse. The additive inverse of a number is a number with its sign changed to its opposite. When you add a number and its additive inverse, it's always equal to 0. So let's practice. The additive inverse of 25 is negative 25. Just change the sign. The additive inverse of negative 43.2 is positive 43.2. And notice we use a little superscripted plus. The additive inverse of negative 2x is positive 2x. So the sign changed to its opposite is called the additive inverse. Let's start adding some rational numbers. Rule number one, if the signs, either positive or negative, the two numbers are the same, just add the two numbers together and use the same sign. If the signs are the same, add up the two numbers, use the same sign. 5 plus 6, that's 11, positive 11. Negative 5.5 plus negative 6.3, add them up, negative 11.8. If the signs are the same, just add them up, use the same sign. Rule number two. If the signs of the two numbers are different, and we're adding, subtract the two numbers and use the sign of the larger numbers. Remember, we're adding rational numbers, but we're going to be subtracting if the signs are different. If the signs are different, subtract them and use the sign of the larger number. 5 plus a negative 2. That even looks weird. Well, 5 plus a negative 2, the rule tells us just subtract them, so 5 take away 2, that turns out to be 3. Negative 4 plus 12. That one kind of looks weird too, but the rule says if we're adding them up, they have different signs, just subtract them. So 12 minus 4, that's 8, and we're going to use the sign of the larger number, so it's positive 8. So far, so good. Let's practice adding with the same sign. Here are 7 examples. Number your page, 1 through 7. Give them a shot. I'll be on pause, and when you're ready to start, just push the pause button again. The answers through 1 through 6 are right there. Hope you got the same answers that I did. And let's do number 7. We're going to rewrite it just a little teeny bit because number 7 looked a little weird. Negative 2, minus 2, minus 3, minus 6. Well, we can rewrite that as minus 2 plus a negative 2 plus a negative 3 plus a negative 6. Remember way back we said we can always show that plus sign in there. Just because it's hidden doesn't mean we can't show it. So now for number 7, we have the example of a negative 2 and a negative 2 and a negative 3 and a negative 6. They're all exactly the same sign, so all we do is add them up and use the same sign, so the answer must be negative 13. We're going to do them with different signs. Remember, with different signs, we were going to subtract the 2 and use the sign of the larger number. So we have 4 plus negative 20. Turn it into 20 minus 4, do a subtraction. So 20 minus 4, I think, is 16, but the 20 had the larger sign because it was negative 20. So the answer must turn out to be negative 16. Here's another example. Negative 52.4 plus 33.3. Give it a shot. Again, yes, just subtract 52.4 minus 33.3. And we're going to use the sign of the larger number, which in this case is minus 52.4. So 52.4 take away 33.3 is 19.1. But we already knew we have to use the sign of the negative 52.4, so we know our answer has to be negative 19.1. So I think we've got the adding down of rational numbers, either with same signs or with different signs. Here's a couple more for you to practice that were with different signs. 1 through 6. I'll leave these up for a minute. Push pause when you're ready to start. I just clarified these a little bit. I said 15 plus a negative 10 is the same thing as just subtracting the 2, 15 take away 10. Negative 8 plus 100 is the same as, remember we just got to subtract them, 100 take away 8. Make sure we keep track of the larger sign. 12 plus a negative 5.1, we're just going to subtract them and use the sign of the larger number. Negative 37 plus 43, again, just subtract them. 42 plus a negative 32, we just subtract them. And 5x and a negative 2x, adding them up together, we just subtract them. So the answer should be, hopefully, these that are on the right-hand side. Two last ones to practice, number 7 and number 8. Ooh, these have 3 terms in them, but we do exactly the same things we did before. Give it a shot, and when you're ready, push pause. Push play, I guess. So, number 7, we've got negative 25 plus 50, because 25 and 25 is 50. And I think all we have to do when we're adding with different signs is subtract 50 take away 25 is 25. 50 has a larger sign, so the answer was 25. Number 8, though, looks a little weird. Addition is commutative, so what we did first was we moved the negative 33.1 in front of the 33.2, and notice the red arrow. So we have in number 8, negative 33.3 plus negative 33.1 plus 33.2. So let's just do this in steps, and let's work on the first part, negative 33.3 plus a negative 33.1. Those are both the same, so we add the same sign, so we just add them up, negative 66.4. But don't forget to add the 33.2 on there. And when we add with different signs, remember we just subtract, and we use a sign of the larger number. So when we subtract, we end up with negative 33.1, and we know that it has to be negative because 66.4 had the larger sign, S-I-G-N. We're going to move to subtracting rational numbers. To subtract rational numbers, find the additive inverse of the second number or the term, then just add the numbers. We're going to sort of do just like we did with addition before. So to subtract rational numbers, find the additive inverse of the second number, and then just add them up. Let's do an example. 5 take away 12. That looks pretty weird. 5 take away 12. So we have the additive inverse of 12. We have the additive inverse of 12 is negative 12. And we're going to add them up. So we have 5 plus a negative 12. And remember our rule, if we were adding them up, we just subtracted them. 12 take away 5, and keeping track of which sign was larger, the sign of the negative 12 is larger. So 12 take away 5 is 7, but we better put a negative in front of it, so the answer to this one turns out to be negative 7. Another example, negative 12 minus 13. Again, the additive inverse of 13 is negative 12 minus plus 13. I'm just clarifying the plus 13 there. Now let's find the additive inverse of plus 13 is negative 13. So we're going to say negative 12 plus negative 13. And remember our rules. We're adding two negative numbers, so just add them up and use the negative sign. So we end up with negative 12 plus negative 13 is negative 25. Remember, find the additive inverse of the second number, and then just add up the two numbers. Let's do some bling bling. Negative 4 minus a negative 6. That's called a bling bling. We have double negatives, and they can both become positive. This only works bling bling when we have two negative signs in a row. Two negative signs in a row. So the two negatives become two positives, so it looks like negative 4 plus plus 6. But that's the same as negative 4 plus 6. And we remember our rule for adding. We have signs that are opposite. Let's just subtract them and then use the sign of the larger number. So we've got 6 minus 4, and the sign of the 6 is bigger than the negative 4, so the answer must be 2. Here's three problems that we're going to practice by subtracting. I'm going to pause, and when you're ready to check your answers, just push play. So push pause first to copy them down, and then after you've calculated them, push play. Let's do number one, 3 minus 15. So we're going to do 3 minus 15. I just clarified it by putting the little 15 plus sign in there. Let's find the additive inverse of plus 15, which is negative 15. Let's add that to the 3. 3 plus a negative 15. The rule says just subtract them. Use a sign of the larger number. We have 15 take away 3, but the 15 has a larger sign, S-I-G-N. 15 take away 3 turns out to be a 12 with a negative sign, so the answer turns out to be negative 12. Number 2, negative 3 minus 15. Again, we're going to do exactly the same thing. Find the additive inverse. Negative 3 minus a positive 15. The additive inverse of a positive 15 is negative 15. We're going to change that to an add. So we've got a negative 3 plus a negative 15. Remember our adding rule. These are both negative, so we just add them up. They have the same sign. The answer turns out to be negative 18. Third example, negative 3 minus a negative 15. I think you can remember that this is a, yep, bling bling. So we can change both of those two negatives into two positives. So we have negative 3 plus plus 15. That looks awkward. We write it as negative 3 plus 15. We remember our rules for adding now because we have negative 3 plus 15, which is just subtracting the two using the sign of the larger number. We have 15 take away 3, I think, is a 12. We better use the plus sign. The answer turns out to be plus 12. We have one last practice, subtracting. We're going to use three terms. Oh my gosh. Don't sweat it. Just go slow. Do things two terms at a time. Everything will work out just fine. Push pause, copy it down, push play when you're ready to go. Let's go. Step by step. We can bling bling the first two terms because we've got two negatives right there. And let's change those to two positives. So it looks like negative 15.2y plus 14.2y minus 3.2y. Well, let's just clean it up a little bit. Negative 15.2y plus 14.2y minus 3.2y. Let's just work on the first two terms. Negative 15.2y plus 14.2y. Remember, we have to turn those into that additive inverse. So we've got negative 15.2 plus 14.2y, and I'm sorry, we don't have to do the additive inverse here. My mistake. We're just going to subtract them, and we're going to use the sign of the larger number. So 15.2 take away 14.2 is negative 1. We've got a y there, and we also have a negative sign. So the first two terms simplify to negative 1y. Let's put that back in, and let's add it to the remainder of our problem, minus 3.2y. So we have negative 1y minus 3.2y. Let's do the additive inverse of that negative 3.2y. So we change that to a plus sign. So we have negative 1y plus a negative 3.2y. Remember the additive inverse. Takes a little bit of practice. Both of these are the same sign, so we just add them up. And the answer turns out to be negative 4.2y. Takes a little practice. We have some homework examples. Classwork problems we're going to do and some homework problems for homework. Just go slow, refer back to the book, and with a little practice, this will become pretty simple. As usual, don't forget to check out our website, ascare.us. We have our blog, ascare.us/blog, and we're published on iTunes. This will be podcast number 3. Search Mr. E in Algebra, and you'll get them for your listening pleasure. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. See ya.